First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for coming on this late hour and one of the last days of the program, and also for the privilege of being invited here to speak, which I'm grateful for. We're going to change hats a little bit today. We're going to talk a little bit about politics, policy, and public health directly, which is one of the themes of the program here. It's going to be a little bit different than some of the other presentations we've had today. By way of disclosure, I'll mention that I have been a Medicare chart auditor. I know that may scare some people, even scares me. All the same, I think it's I learned a lot by doing it and being on both sides of the issue, I might also say. And I've been very concerned about chart audit over the years, and we're going to discuss this in a little bit of detail today because you can't really discuss digital chart audit in 20 minutes, but we'll go into it somewhat. Well, let's discuss the two parts of chart audit. There's opinion chart audit and digital chart audit. Opinion chart audit is what we all have now. You have an expert, they have an expert, and it varies. Your results will vary depending on who's paying your stipend, who's paying for you. One thing about opinion chart audits, it fails the test of modern investigations or consistency. It completely fails. How many watch here CSI? I love to watch CSI. Everybody likes to have something specific to hold on to when they consider an issue. Opinion chart audit is a cloud, a nebulous cloud somewhere in the horizon. The problem is an awful lot rides on opinion chart audit, an awful lot, especially if it's your chart. An awful lot rides on what's going to happen to you considering what your chart is. So the bottom line question is, does one auditor come up with the same opinion as the other, the same conclusion? And most of the time, it doesn't happen that way. But what is digital chart audit? I think we'll define it for you to give you a chance to see what it is. What we do is we assign point values to specific chart node features, which we call cohorts. The higher the point values for the cohorts, they have more impact on the total system. Let's take diabetes, perfect example. Any patient with diabetes will get more points in their digital chart audit than a patient who does not have diabetes, for obvious reasons, because the diabetes has enormous impact on the patient's physical health. So we see higher point values for cohorts that have more impact on the total system, and the cohorts interact with each other. They mix with each other. And you can use these numerical responses that you get from digital chart audit and put them on a spreadsheet in the future at some point, which you can't do with opinion chart audit at all. You have no way of doing that with opinion chart audit. So we collect the cohort numbers, put them on a spreadsheet, and here the bottom line is the higher the DCA score, the more significant, the more important, the more serious, the better documented. Okay, so it's a value system. And we see value systems all throughout medicine and in many other features of society. What's a cohort? A cohort is any statistical analysis, it's pretty much the same with chart audit. A cohort, it might be the fact that the patient has long-standing diabetes, and for that reason, for example, an ingrown nail, a fungus infection, or a callus, or an ulcer, has far more significance than it would if the patient did not have diabetes. So this is where you start to see the value of digital chart audit when you look at the whole issue. A cohort can also be a diagnostic test, a medication, a discrete chart content, anything that you define it to be that is part of the chart note is a cohort. Okay, so our presentation goals today are kind of five ways. We'll try to do as much as we can today. How opinion chart audits become a weapon, this is where we're getting to politics now, rather than a fact-finding exercise. How opinion chart audit is used for blatant political purposes, and I have an excellent example of that for you today. 3, how opinions of chart notes depends more on who's paying for it, which we just mentioned. And that's human nature. I don't think there's any reason to apologize for that. I think it's understandable that we fall into that pattern. We're also going to examine how digital chart audit can eliminate some of the opinion chart audit deficiencies. And finally, DCA and you, how can you use it yourself? This is a wonderful slide. It's one of my favorites. This represents what opinion audit really, how it really affects our universe, our medical care universe. Your expert versus their expert. And we see this all throughout medicine. We see it in other parts of society as well. It basically becomes a duel between experts, most frequently in court, and a huge amount of money depends on these issues. An enormous amount of money. If you take the amount of money throughout society that's spent on these issues, it is a huge amount. Okay, now we're going to go into the politics now for a moment of political chart audit. Okay, I don't know how many of you are familiar with this, but in June of 2002, the Office of Inspector General released a study of routine foot care, which is available on the internet. I think I have a place in my handout for this where you could look that up. This was a study that I should ask for how many people of you are familiar with the concept of routine foot care. Can we have a show of hands? Okay. What this is, essentially, is trimming of corns and calluses and nails on people, elderly people who are at risk. If you have an elderly person, a member of your family, let's say in a nursing home or elsewhere, they may need to have a podiatrist come in and perform this service for them. If they have diabetes, this issue becomes exceedingly important that they have this service done for them. Also, we're seeing a graying of society. I just got my Medicare card a few weeks ago. That was a real shock. So what we're seeing now is that government has a residing interest in controlling this service and trying to limit it as much as they can. If you look at this, I don't want to go into too much detail despite that huge slide of OIG's Office of Inspector General's Podiatry Study. It was shocking when you look at it in some detail. There were no cohorts. There were no divisions of data. There were no prior definition of what constitutes proper coding. None. Zero. There was no a comparison of the cohorts, no discussion or acknowledgement of regional geographic variations, whether it should be covered or not, because there are regional geographic variations. There was no disclosure of the doctor who actually did the audit. Their name was not on the document. There was no scientific method. I mean, all of us, when we went through school, hope we had learned good scientific method. There was no scientific method used in the Office of Inspector General's Podiatry Study. And finally, the methodology they used was actually secret. I had to get a Freedom of Information request to find out how it was done. And when I got the information how it was done, I was hoping I'd find a scientific basis for the study. There was none. The doctor who looked at these charts did a straight opinion audit on the charts. Straight opinion. No cohorts, no scientific method, no nothing. Worst of all, and this is why I have this in larger letters, the published study threatened cooperators with penalties and sanctions without prior notification that they would be subject to these. This is your Office of the Inspector General. They threatened the cooperators with sanctions after in the published study, based entirely on an opinion chart audit. Okay, for those of you who have handouts, there's a couple handouts in the back, which I hope you can get or have a look at. On page 10 of the handout, we have the first worksheet for a statistical chart audit on routine foot care. Routine foot care has been around for about 45 or 50 years. Government has decided that podiatrists and other doctors are permitted to trim corns and calluses and do these things for elderly patients and retired people. And they were very concerned that it not be overutilized. So they set up a very complex system of utilization for establishing reasonably, I think, whether this should be paid for or not. What I did in setting up a chart audit, a digital chart audit for that, is the worksheet shows that 4 points equals whether it should be paid or not. So you can go through a chart, and I welcome anybody here who wants to, you can use this form on any chart that they have to audit routine foot care. Had the Office of Inspector General used this single page, this one page, it would have transferred their study from a political audit representing their organization to finding out, in fact, whether podiatrists had properly documented their claims. One single page. All you have to do is add up the points. It accounts for also for geographic variations in policy as well, because California has some slightly geographic differences in payment patterns than other states, and it varies around the country. Theoretically, it's the government. It should all be one, right? But we all know in reality it's not really like that. There are geographical variations in coverage for certain specific issues. So you can go through this form. This is the first one that was developed for digital chart audit, and add up the points, and when you do, you will find out, in fact, whether the patient is covered by Medicare or not, whether that chart note is covered. In this particular case, the class findings, CF stands for class findings, AMP refers to amputation. That equals 4 points, so you know the treatment's covered. This particular chart note that I have here had a patient with a transmetatarsal amputation and diabetes, I believe, also. So that would, just based upon that particular chart note, you would find that this particular chart was a covered service for Medicare. There is an increased need for routine foot care on the horizon. As I said, our population's aging. We are going to be seeing some very, very disconcerting and important issues regarding diabetes. I encourage you to read this. In 2005, an estimated 20.8 million persons will be diagnosed as having diabetes, or 7% of the population. In some of our presentations we heard this morning that some of you had hopefully heard, we heard that in one particular presentation, only 6.4% of the diabetics exercise even moderately once a week. A shocking statistic, a very disturbing statistic, one which I did not know about until I heard the presentation this morning. Very scary, because somebody's going to have to pay for all of this. It's going to be us, probably, or our kids. We're going to have to find some way to treat and pay for the diabetics that have this that have amputations and other problems associated with it. We're getting to the applications of digital chart audit. There are presently three applications. I'd like a show of hands for how many people here are aware of evaluation and management coding, E&M coding. Okay. Government developed E&M coding to try to demonstrate or adjudicate whether a specific visit was worth a specific amount of money for treatment. I think this is a good goal. I think this is important for government to do, because they don't want to be paying $500 for turning on a light bulb in a room and turning it off again. I mean, that's a reasonable thing for government to do. So they developed a very complex system called evaluation and management coding. Digital chart audit will actually audit evaluation and management coding. We went one step further. We assigned point values to medical decision making. That's the government did not do that. It would have been a really neat system if they had, but they got stuck at this point where it came to medical decision making, and they didn't assign point values to discuss the relative severity of how certain complications and cohorts interact with each other. They did a great job up to that point by adding up bullets. Any people here who are aware of bullets will know that they're pretty good, they're pretty clear, but when it comes to medical decision making, MDM, the system basically falls apart. With digital chart audit, it all pulls together quite beautifully and I'm very proud to say very artfully. The other aspect of it is medical surgical justification. Is there enough data in the chart to justify the surgery? Digital chart audit, we have a multi-cohort system set up, worksheet set up for you to go through and adjudicate whether there are enough points to justify a particular choice of surgery for a patient. You can also use it for justifying medications, for example, giving methotrexate to a patient who has psoriasis. It's a very dangerous drug, but can be used and perhaps should be used under certain circumstances, but it can also kill somebody because of aplastic anemia. Well, if you're going to prescribe methotrexate for a patient with psoriasis, severe psoriasis, you'll want to know or have a pretty good idea if you have enough points in your digital chart audit, in your patient's view, to prescribe that medication for them. And finally, we just looked at the chart note here, the worksheet for scoring routine foot care. Those are the three attributes of it. The most interesting ones. There might be some others. Looking into the future, we're looking at prescribing medications for people in end-of-life situations. I think this would be an ideal place for digital chart audit. I think that when my time comes, I would hope that somebody would approach my situation this way. Do I have enough points to justify giving this medication to or that medication or my relatives? This is where I'd like to see digital chart audit going in the future. So there's a number of different ways that you can apply digital chart audit to your life and to medicine. And I think it's a revolutionary concept, a revolutionary interest, and could have great effect and benefit for us all. These are the contacts I have. Digital chart audit is an open system, basically. You're welcome to use the routine foot care form anytime you want to use it. All I ask for a digital chart audit is that you place the initials TM over digital chart audit. So if you ever want to defend one of your charts or a group of your charts against Medicare or whatever, you're welcome to use page 10 any way you want to. I'd be delighted to have you use it. All I ask is that when you refer to digital chart audit in your reference to Medicare or any other government organization, you put the letters TM next to it. But otherwise, you're free to use it any way you want to. Anyway, that's trying to conclude it within a brief period of time, I hope. And I'm open to answer some questions and discuss it with you if you have any questions you want to ask. Yes? I've been looking into that. That comes under recognition of typeface and basically applying specific values, numerical values to phrases that you see in the chart note. I think that's what you're referring to. I've talked with some people in university environments who say it's possible to do. It would be pretty expensive. I think it's a great way for digital audit to go because you could audit a mass number of charts. The only thing is, it would have to be in a digital format because we know we can't read a lot of each other's writing, can we? And for that reason, it would have to be, as you say, correctly in digital format. To answer your question, I do not have a system for that set up right now. I'd love to see it happen. I think it'd be a wonderful thing, a very interesting thing, but I don't have it presently established. Right now, we're working off of worksheets. Well, again, I thank you for all listening, and I appreciate your attention.